Free Talk Live. We are launching hour three of the show. You can dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Plus, Nick has got his own website. It's freemindstv.com. If you're looking for more great pro-liberty audio and video content, go no further than freemindstv.com because you get them both. You get both Free Minds TV and Free Minds Radio featuring Nick and his partner, Toby. And apparently you guys just had a brand new redesigned website. I don't know if that's public news yet or not, but it's up.
It's up and it's out there. We do have a new redesigned website, thanks to Zeus, who is very generous in building a new one for us because we don't have the technical ability to do that. So it doesn't look like a crowded website from the 90s anymore. It looks like a website that's up with the times.
Cool. I did take a quick glance at it, and it did look good. That Zeus is quite a talented individual.
He is. For those that don't know who we're talking about, he's kind of like an associate producer of the show, albeit remote, and he makes a lot of the commercials that you hear here on Free Talk Live.
He is the voice of the Liberty Radio Network. When you listen at libertyradionetwork.com, you hear the voice in between doing the promos and that sort of thing, introducing the shows. He does that, too.
He's got a big, giant voice.
Yeah, he's got one of those deep radio voices. 800-259-9231. We continue taking your phone calls. Gene, the Christian anarchist, is back on with us now. Gene, you were drawing a comparison saying that you think this whole mandatory service thing's a pretty good idea because, after all, that's what they do in China, right?
That's right. It's good enough for the red Chinese. It ought to be good enough for us. I don't know if we think we are anyway. Seriously, what's happened in China is, when my wife was doing this was 20 years ago. And what they've done is they've consistently decreased their public service in China to where when she was doing it was 3 months. Now it's down to like a 1 week, and they don't even have to go to the military base. They're on their school campus, and it's like the ROTC guys coming out and teaching them some exercise stuff. So they went from 3 months at a military camp to now it's a 1 week program in college where all they do is go rah rah shish goom bah.
Yeah,
so, very interesting.
And we're going the opposite way. So
right
now we're going from no service, and pretty soon we're going to be going to more than 3 months for everybody. So we're becoming more communist. I see this every day, that we're becoming more and more communist and China's becoming more and more free. It's pathetic.
Absolutely. We've been listening to you call the show over the last several years. You've been dialing in to tell us about your trips and your experiences in China, as your wife is Chinese, and so you go over to visit family members, and your observations have been very interesting. I mean, you've told us things like they just don't have the police on the streets harassing people like they do in the United States. And, of course, we've seen the economic situation over there improving quite a bit since, you know, they got rid of old Chairman Mao. And after that, things started getting better. And there's more freedom for industry to be doing things in China than there ever was in the past. Of course, Hong Kong has been a very good example for them to take a look at, which they regained control of Hong Kong in the late 1990s. From Great Britain, and they pretty much have left it as is. A lot of people expected the Chinese Communist government to come in and clamp down on Hong Kong, but that never really manifested. And
no,
they pretty much left them alone.
Actually, economic freedom in China is way better than it is here. However, freedom of speech is not there, of course.
Yeah.
The freedom to keep and bear arms. I mean, like I've mentioned in the past, you have those freedoms no matter where you go. It's just that they're very quick to violate them over there. So if I were to strap on a .45 and walk through Beijing, I'm not going to get too far before one of those goons is going to come after me and try and take my .45 away from me.
But
is that all that would happen, is they just took the .45 away?
I think, especially as a foreigner, I would probably have a very light sentence and be kicked out of the country. But if you were a Chinese, it would be a different story.
That said, though, your observation, I think, is generally correct, and that is China is moving in a more free direction, albeit slowly, while the United States is definitely moving down the path toward more tyranny. Any other thoughts for us tonight, Gene?
The other day you were talking about saving energy by not having black cars, which I thought is a stupid idea. I have a much better idea.
Well, that was California's idea, but go ahead.
Yeah, you can save a 1,000 times more energy by just taking your pickup truck, get a chain, and every time you see a stop sign, you wrap your chain around that stop sign, you rip it out of the ground, and we're going to save a whole lot more money when all them stop signs are gone than any of this trying to paint your car a light color nonsense.
Yeah, that's very much true. If they put yield signs where stop signs were, you wouldn't have the same situation. You would still have the situation where people were required to yield the right-of-way. However, there would only be a ticket given when there was an accident caused or some property was damaged.
When I was a youngster in the 50s and 60s, we had yield signs at most intersections, not stop signs. And now it's stop signs everywhere. And when like I mentioned, in Europe, they don't have stop signs that I could see, very few. And in China, I've only seen one from the backside, and I think it was a stop sign. But in all the trips to China, I've never found a stop sign yet. Somehow, everybody in the world manages to survive without stop signs.
Yep, but if you don't stop at the stop sign and they see you not doing it, then they will come after you. I thank you, Gene, for the call. In fact, it reminds me of a video I saw today over at obscuredtruth.com, one of Sam's newest videos. He's got footage from a Plano Police Department squad car as it's pulling over some football player. I don't remember who it was, but some football player or sports guy was on the way to the hospital with his dying mother-in-law in the car. And as he was going to this hospital, as Sam puts it, Sam from the Obscure Truth Network puts it, he used his own judgment at a stop sign or a red light or something like that. And he basically checked it out, made sure there was nobody coming, and then blew right on through.
Right. I think it was red light.
I think it was a red light. So he blows through a red light. Cop puts on his blues and reds and starts chasing him. And since this guy has his dying mother-in-law in his car, he's not so interested in pulling over for the cop.
Right.
So he's not exactly gunning it or anything to try to get away from the cop, but he's continuing his path to the hospital, where he then pulls into the hospital, and the cop begins just haranguing him and just absolutely harassing him, as he would like to go into the hospital so he could be with his family, who's having a difficult time. But no, he has to stay out and deal with this a-hole cop who is just so upset that this man would dare to disobey the state's traffic control devices. That's pretty much what he had, a big stick up his butt, this cop, because this guy decided to make his own choice for himself and run through a red light. And it was just, it's amazing. ObscureTruth.com, you can see the video footage for yourself. You can see just how rude this cop was. I mean, even when he tells the cop, look, my mother-in-law is dying, I would like to go be with her. Can't you understand that? Well, blah, 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 blah. You ran through a stop sign. And then, well, if you just pulled over and showed me your registration, I probably would have let you go. Yeah, sure, he would have. This kind of a cop is just going to pull somebody over and then just let him go? I don't know about that. I don't trust what the cop said. And, I mean, just judging on how this cop was behaving, the cop ended up actually admitting lying while he was on the video. It's an amazing little piece, little package that Sam has put together over at obscuredtruth.com, and I highly recommend that you take a look at it. We continue here. Ryan Motes is apparently his name. Ryan Motes, some sort of football star.
Take your word for it.
Yeah. All right. So 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Stephen in Colorado. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. How you doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Stephen?
Well, I've been hearing this a lot lately since the election. I usually don't talk about the political stuff, but I've been hearing this quite a lot. We should, if I slam Obama, if I disagree with something he's said or done, I'm told to give him a chance. Why don't I just give him a chance? If you give him a chance, he might turn out to be a great president. And I'm really having a hard time explaining to people that, no, I can't possibly give him a chance, because what he wants to do are things that are 180 degrees out, diametrically opposed from the things that I believe in.
Right. This is the thing that that really gets me on this is, the same thing happens to me. And it's like, well, what they think of politics as is a roll of the dice. Maybe Obama will get lucky. Maybe he won't. If he rolls badly, he's a bad man. If he rolls good, he's a good man. But that's not really it. What he's trying to do is save the economy in the same manner that you would save a puppy by shooting it in the head.
We'll bring you back here for more thoughts in a moment, Stephen. 800-259-9231. Give him a chance. He's had a few months. He hasn't done anything in a pro-freedom direction. It's Free Talk Live.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute. Now, this is Bob Chapman at the International Forecaster. We're talking about the world as we see it in the future. We're looking for not only financial and economic disintegration, but we're also looking at conflict that's going to stretch out the Middle East and many other countries. The crisis lies in the dollar, the pound, and in Europe.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The problem is systemic and is based upon the most colossal debt of all time. This means currencies, all currencies, will continue to fall versus gold. In England, it is estimated that bank losses are 69% of GDP or 172% of public debt, figures that are hardly reassuring. As the crisis expands, those holding U.S. dollars denominated assets will get hurt the worst.
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and the features include the updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com, get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
If you've got some emails now and then that you don't want folks getting a hold of in some manner or another, well, PrivacyHarbor.com has a free email alternative. They have a free account over there. You can send, I believe, 20 emails a month. at no charge, and so that stuff that you need other people not to be able to see, well, privacyharbor.com.
1-800-259-9231. We go back to Stephen in Colorado. Stephen, who is pointing out that he's been having conversations with people since Obama was inaugurated, and they've been saying to you, Stephen, well, why don't you just give him a chance? Give him a chance. And I just don't understand what that means.
Yeah, well, I think Mark is very close to the bullseye when he said that they view it like a game of, you know, rolling the dice. You know, he could turn out to be a good president. We just have to give him a chance. We have to wait and see.
Have you ever asked them how long you have to wait?
You know, what I usually say is, and I gotta admit, I really don't know how to articulate my position on this well. What I end up usually saying is something like, you know, listen, never during the campaign once did he indicate that he was going to do anything in the pro-liberty direction.
Nope.
So why on earth would I give him a chance, hoping that maybe he might break all of his campaign promises in the direction of liberty?
Yeah, well, he's definitely broken his campaign promises so far, just not in the direction of liberty. So,
exactly. And then if I can throw this out here too, real quick, and usually the obvious corollary of this is that we, people like us, we aren't suggesting, you know, we don't have any better ideas.
Sure, we
do. Why don't we keep our fat mouths shut? And how I usually explain to people is that I have a good, better, best idea of liberty. You know, good would be if we could just get this government to adhere to its own constitution. Yeah, that's not going to happen, but it's a nice thought. Better would be let's just ditch the constitution altogether and go to the Articles of Confederation. And then, of course, best would be if all government everywhere just collapsed. And Obama's not going to do anything in those directions, none of them, not even what I would consider good, which would be adhering to the Constitution. He's never given a single indication that he wants to adhere to the Constitution. So, you know, why on earth should I give this guy a chance? I can't. I cannot give him a chance.
Oh, I have no problem giving him a chance, but what does it mean to give him a chance? I mean, yeah. We gave him a chance before he was elected to explain himself as a pro-liberty guy, which no one expected him to do, and he certainly did not surprise anyone. He is a pro-state statist, just like all the other Republicans and Democrats are, maybe with the exception of Ron Paul. But he's in favor of the state just like anybody else, so we gave him a chance there. He proved himself to be a statist. First day in office, he didn't do a damn thing to achieve more liberty in our lifetime, whereas, you know, if somebody like a Harry Brown, the 2000 Libertarian Party presidential candidate, was elected. His campaign promises were that the first day in office he would release all of the federal nonviolent offenders from prison.
Rip the pages out of the federal registry and...
Right.
You know. Nothing
like
that for lunch.
Nothing like that was done with Obama. He didn't even bother, trying to start bringing any troops home or anything like that.
Exactly.
So how long do you need to give this guy? That's what I'd like to know from these people. Is
right.
it a whole
and
4 years?
What I told him was that I can't, I just disagree with him philosophically, because what it comes down to is Obama and McCain, because they often usually say, oh, well, if McCain wouldn't have been any better, you know, something like that, trying to suggest that I liked McCain, which of course I did
not. Right,
that's your own choice. Right, exactly. And what I always say is, well, neither Obama, you know, both Obama and McCain, they believe in government solutions for personal, social, and economic problems, and I do not. So I'm not going to give them any kind of chance. I mean, I can't even wrap my head around that way of thinking, you know. You're so stuck in that two-party, the Democrats or the Republicans, you know.
It's a way of thinking of trying to protect your cognitive dissonance, I think. It's trying to protect your belief system. It's cognitive dissonance kind of thing where, like you were saying, Mark, it's kind of a crapshoot. Like, okay, well, let's cross our fingers and hope that this guy actually does something positive for the country. We have no idea what's going to happen, but we can hope.
Right, and the roll of the dice is that the economy might get better. I don't know what's going to happen that might make that happen, but it might happen.
If it gets worse enough, it'll get better eventually. Right?
Somehow. And then that credit would go to Obama in spite of his terrible things that he's done there, and then he would be considered by history to be a good president. And this is still the, what? His policies still stink.
Yeah. Hey, before I go, I just wanted to throw this out there. I visited Free Minds TV. I listened to an entire episode, and golly, I got to tell you, I really like it. Those are a couple of bright guys there, Nick and Toby.
Thanks.
Very good. So personal recommendation from Stephen. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You can go and get more. You can get Free Minds Radio and TV at freemindstv.com. As we continue with Jeremy in Montana. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. You guys are right on head tonight.
Thank you.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just calling up to tell you about we're having a wonderful tea party here at Depot Park.
What is it going to entail?
Well, I don't know. There's not even a river or any water there, so I don't know what we're going to throw our tea bags in.
Do you have rivers in Kalispell?
Of course they do.
Well, yeah, all over the place. It's one of the most wonderful places to live because you can ride a mountain bike in 2 miles any direction almost and hit a nice stream or something, you know, still pretty good public access.
So who's putting this event on? Do you have any idea?
Well, I think it's a couple of the guys that, Sean, I think, from the Ron Paul campaign here.
So the Campaign for Liberty?
Yeah, the Campaign for Liberty is the one that sponsored. Well, I don't know if we're going to have sponsors. It's a public park. Why do we need sponsors? But you know,
I don't know. Maybe they had to buy some newspaper ads or something.
I suggested everybody to wear their Sunday best. That way they don't see us all as a bunch of camo-clad imbeciles with no teeth or whatever. You know?
Teeth are good.
Because we're not, you know?
So what are you expecting out of this, Jeremy? Are you going to be attending? What are you expecting to happen?
Well, I mean, just to put the message out there that it's kind of like a resolution in a way. It's just words. I mean, but the bodies that are there are going to represent, to me, you know, like the amount of people that are sick and tired of our liberties being run over.
Do you think that those folks will do anything besides come to a tea party? Do you think they're willing to actually take any serious action? Like, and I don't mean violence. I mean actual non-cooperation. I mean not paying taxes. Or
well,
do they're just going to come and hold little tea bags out?
That's very interesting. You should ask that question, Ian, because, you know, we had a gentleman on this last week that wrote a note. He writes promissory notes for his property taxes to the state here.
And he
doesn't actually pay them. He just writes promissory notes and tells them when the monetary standard is returned to gold and silver.
That he'll pay up then?
Yeah, that he'll pay up then.
How long has he been doing that for?
Huh?
How long has he been at that for?
I think it's on his 7th or 8th year now.
Wow, that's amazing. They haven't stolen his house yet. Hey, thank you for the call, Jeremy. Let us know what happens out there if the Tea Party actually does anything significant. 800-259-9231. Some Tea Party's been canceled because the local government thought there'd be too many people attending. Free Talk Live.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned, and right now we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all 1 year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. financing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Overfeeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Menhaden fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, so enjoy those, including the wiki. Over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. You can edit virtually anything you see. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki. .freetalklive.com. What if you found out the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetime? Would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. It's kind of interesting to look around the country right now and watch as people who have never been involved in any forms of serious forms of activism are attempting to, are basically getting their feet wet.
Yeah.
With things like the tea parties that are going on. Jeremy in Montana just called to let us know there was one going to be going on in Kalispell, and they've been going on all across the country over the last several weeks, all actually spurred by one gentleman on, I think it was CNBC or something like that, some money talk show. Some guy in the background at, I guess, on the stock trading floor in Wall Street was calling for a tea party. It's time to do it again. And so they've done it. They haven't done it. They've had tea parties.
But they got permits. If you get a permit for a tea party, you haven't had a tea party. I'm sorry. Tea parties are a reference to the Boston Tea Party. What you've had is a political rally. And that's fine if it's a political rally, but, you know, let's not fool ourselves as to what we've got here. The Boston Tea Party was an attack on a contractor working for the government. They destroyed their property and, drove them out of the harbor.
Right, whereas these tea parties are a bunch of people standing around with signs,
right,
socializing, and I think holding tea bags or throwing them in the water. Or so. I'm not sure what they've done with the tea bags, but it absolutely has nothing to do with the original
tea party. It would be a better analogy if they actually wanted to recreate the tea party, the original tea party, if they grabbed a bunch of IRS forms that the IRS had and then just destroyed the records by burning them or dumping them in the river.
That would be
like
something.
That's analogous. I'm not saying people should do that, but if
Why
you're
not?
Calling for a repeat of the Boston Tea Party, that's what you got to do, because they were breaking laws and basically attacking the tax man is what they were doing.
Right. It's the tea parties without all of the radicalism. It's basically, again, just a social opportunity. Yeah, or effectiveness. But that's why I'm saying
it's a political rally for the Republicans.
Well, it's like I'm saying, they're getting their feet wet. They're trying out this activism thing.
I think it's better that people are getting together and protesting against higher taxes. I think that's better than the alternative of staying at home. At least it does get some people out there doing something. And I think that for a lot of people, if that's their first initial bit of activism that they've ever done, it might lead to them doing other more constructive things. So I
agree
with
that.
Thing.
Plus, it gets some of the respectables out doing some stuff for liberty, and they'll get a chance to see, oh my gosh, these coppers really don't think that this whole protesting the government thing is part of my rights.
Yeah. So I think it's positive. I don't want to be too mean to the Tea Party folks, but I do want to point out how their event is really not going to affect any change.
You didn't
whatsoever.
Even point it out until we did. So, I mean, here we sit, Nick and I, the more conservative of the groups here saying it. So,
well, here's by the way, I did mention there was a tea party recently that was canceled by the city because they were expecting too many people to show up. That was Cape Coral, Florida, and according to freedomworks.org, somebody else has taken control of the event and has decided to do it anyway, I guess, tomorrow. I'm not sure
what
that means.
That's law-breaking.
I don't know if that means it's being if there is a law being broken. It is not being made clear here, so they may have just managed to pull a permit somewhere else, or maybe they're just going to do it anyway.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, if they're going to do some of these tea parties without getting the government paperwork for a gathering in the municipalities and places where you need those, more power to them, because at least they're standing up for freedom of assembly, which is something that's been trampled on recently. So that's a good thing. It's not really addressing the tax issue, but that's one liberty that they'd actually be fighting for.
The Orlando one that went down recently, according to the article at OrlandoSentinel.com, drew a crowd of more than 4,000 people, which, again, that's pretty significant.
Yeah, that's big.
There have been a lot of people turning out here, and if they could just figure out a way to actually activate these folks to do more than just come out, carry a sign, and have a few baked goods.
They don't want to activate them. Is all they want to do is get them to donate to their particular Republican campaign.
That's true. You're right.
This is a Republican political rally, and if you believe that it's anything else, God bless you. I mean, we can go out there and try to turn those folks, and certainly it's an opportunity to talk about liberty, but that's what's going on here.
Okay, you're right. It's just a Republican political rally, but it sounds like it could be something, and it is a fairly significantly sized event when they go down, so it's worthy of talking about at least, and I think there are some people that are attending them maybe thinking it's more than that, maybe thinking that this is it, we're really going to show the government that we're serious.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not going to give politicians very much credit, but there are people within that would consider themselves members of the Republican Party who are big supporters of Ron Paul and could arguably be described as libertarians. They're not a huge chunk of that party, as much as some pundits might want you to think they are now, but they're out there.
Here are just some examples of what it was like at the Orlando Tea Party, just to give you a look into the mindset of some of the people that were attending. The attendees heard about it on a local talk show host radio show, brandished flags and homemade signs bearing slogans such as "Repeal the pork or our bacon is cooked," and "Obama lied, liberty died." That's right, because liberty was alive right up until Obama took office, right? "We're really scared about what's happening in our country," said Debbie Winesand, 71, of Largo in Pinellas County. She waved a sign that read, "The problem with socialism is that you eventually run out of other people's money," on one side, and then on the other side, "You can't blame Bush anymore," on the other. So so you see with this particular interest group, they've got it right in some instances. I mean, yeah, socialism is bad. And one of the problems with socialism is that you do run out of people's money. So that's all accurate. But they can't see the fact, and they don't want to see this fact. They can't see the fact that socialism existed before Barack Obama. We had this woman on the show on Saturday night who was so blind. I mean, she just, with the cognitive dissonance in her, was so thick and so heavy, it was impossible to get anything through to her. She could not believe that other presidents could also be dictators like Obama is a dictator. It was, oh no, everything has only happened now. It's all because of Obama, and everything that came before was just peachy keen.
The New Deal wasn't socialism. The Great Society wasn't socialism. Carter wasn't a socialist.
Well, to admit that all of those programs were socialist would be to admit that the government run by Republicans was also socialist, because they did nothing to repeal the Social Security program. They did nothing to significantly even change the Social Security program during their tenure. So they can't come to those conclusions. They just have to kind of accept them as, oh, well, that's history, and our man Bush did the best he could while he was in office. Feelings were shared by Lisa Feroli, one of the event's organizers, who said that a similar fear motivated her to put the Tea Party together. She says the goal is to get people united, to let people know they aren't alone in their feelings of despair. We want to speak out and against the push towards socialization that we feel is taking place in our country.
Socialization? isn't that the process of teaching a child or a dog how to be nice around
people? Be sociable,
people?
Yeah.
It's good that the Republicans are standing against socialization.
Several speakers addressed the crowd, estimated about 4,200, on a variety of topics, including gun rights, freedom of speech, the dangers of communism, and most prevalently, the economy, especially the Obama bailout plan. We've had enough of massive government-driven bailouts using our money, said Hedinger, who's one of the organizers. And then the crowd then started chanting USA over and over again. So they still believe in the state.
Well,
they still believe in
who thought they didn't.
Right. They still believe in the state. They still believe in the concept of the United States. And they believe that that if they elect their people, they'll turn it all around and the country will get back to freedom again.
You know, I would like them to actually find out what real liberty is about. But if they're rallying against any increase in the size of the government, and they're being at least from this point on being consistent about that, I'll take that where I can get it.
Yeah, that much is true. I think an event like this is ripe for an outreach opportunity for liberty-minded people to spread out and flyer the crowd or something like that. We can bring some converts over.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, only moments remain, just enough time for your call. If you make it now, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com is the place to go. And if you like this show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote Free Talk Live by going to promote.freetalklive.com. Lots of easy ways for you to help get the show into more ears around the country and around the world. You can get the whole list and help us out at promote.freetalklive.com. Mark, you had something about corporal punishment?
Yeah, it's going on in Australia. Apparently, teachers in Queensland have been given they call it the cane over there, so it's caning, go-ahead in some Queensland schools. The cane's still being wielded in some Queensland schools where parents sign legal waivers to give teachers the power to hit their children. Corporal punishment option is offered at some of the state's fastest-growing independent schools as part of their strict behavior management strategies. Religious beliefs are used to justify discipline at some schools. Now, the school I grew up with, they definitely had a paddle. It didn't get employed very often, at least in my experience. There was that one kid.
You mean the elementary school you went to?
I went to the same elementary and junior high.
And they had a paddle there?
Yes. Okay.
They had a paddle at my elementary school, and that was a government school.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I can't believe that they had a 10 years later, they had a paddle at a government school.
I don't know. Let's see. I don't know if they got rid of it during the time that I was there.
Have it ever used on you?
It was never used on me, but then again, I wasn't really going to the principal's office getting in trouble in elementary school. I waited until I was in middle school to start getting in trouble.
I never got in trouble at school.
Okay.
Very rare. So, I guess with more than 55,000 suspensions handed out at state schools last financial year, a jump of more than 20% in 2 years, independent schools in Queensland has reported growing support for private schools catering to the disengaged and at-risk school sector. Bundaberg Christian College principal Mark Bensley said corporal punishment had become a draw card for some parents because of a lack of boundaries at other schools. And, you know, I just don't know about this whole corporal punishment at school thing. I mean, we've been doing it. We've been going without here. And obviously, in government schools, the classroom experience is deteriorating.
But wait, I thought you favor spanking.
I favor a parent's right to spank.
So why are you against this? It says it's an option.
It's, you know, it's an option. I just don't know that I would want somebody else striking my child if...
So don't consent.
Yeah, don't consent.
I will say that having been in government schools more recently than either of you, much of the time that is wasted on simply teachers not being able to control the classroom. So students talking, wasting time, and teachers having to talk to students, send them to the office... It wasted a significant portion of the day, so
I gotcha.
I can see why, you know, if parents want to consent, if they want to consent to letting government school teachers do it, or if they're in a private school where they're aware that that's part of the discipline curriculum. I'm not saying, especially with older children, I'm not saying that corporal punishment is necessarily the greatest route to go, but more discipline in schools might go a long way to making the classroom experience more efficient, and I wouldn't be surprised to see. I mean, a lot of private schools are better with discipline than government schools.
Well, in a lot of those cases, at a private school, you can actually take somebody out of a class that's a troublemaker, whereas in the government schools, they have to really cause a lot of trouble to get taken into the troubled kid's school. Otherwise, they're going to be left in the class. So a private school has a whole lot more leeway on how they can deal with a troubled situation, troubled child at their schools. But all that said, I disagree completely with the idea of spanking children or raising a paddle to them. I don't care if you consent to it or not. I think that it's a terrible way to teach kids right from wrong, because you're essentially teaching them that you solve problems in this life with violence. If somebody does something wrong, then violence is an appropriate way to right the situation.
You use a more refined method to do it, but I think if somebody has legitimately transgressed either your person or your property, that you do apply violence, whether it's,
the threat,
implied threat, but if somebody smashes up my car, I'm going to take them to court. And if they don't pay, the court's going to put them in jail. Now, I'm not going to go kneecap them if somebody gets into a fender bender with me, and it might be too subtle a distinction for a child to make. But
in those cases, you're talking about that you've actually been victimized in some way. In a lot of cases with kids getting spanked, it's not because they've gone out and destroyed somebody else's property. In many cases, it could just simply because, you know, they stepped out of line while they were waiting for class. And if you step out of line too many times, you go to the principal's office and he administers a spanking. So I think that there are a lot of times where the paddle is used where it's not necessarily in a retaliation for some kind of damage that the child has done. And I still don't agree with that kind of punishment personally. I think that parents should be more creative with the way they punish their kids. Nick, were you spanked as a kid?
I think twice, maybe.
So
I was young. Yeah, probably 5 or 6. I don't remember. I mean, it was 5 or 6.
So clearly your parents were able to come up with some alternative methods of punishing you when you stepped out of line rather than raising their hand to you.
Yeah, I have a problem with parents who use it as a common method of punishment. Like, if you're resorting to spanking more than once every couple of months, either you have a very misbehaved child, or much more likely, you're not parenting them very effectively. So I'm not a big advocate of spanking. I don't think it's a terrible thing if parents use it in certain circumstances where everything else has failed. And I think if it's applied in the right way, it can actually do what it's intended to do, but I don't think it's something that should be applied very often or that is usually the best answer to a problem with a kid.
Nor would I do anything about it. I mean, it's your kid, your business. If that's what you want to do, if that's how you want to raise them, okay. I don't appreciate it, but I'm not going to pass a law against it or try to prevent people from doing that. If you decide that this is how you want to raise your kids and you want to essentially give that power or that ability to the principal of the school that you're sending your kids to, who am I to say that that's, you know, something you can't do?
Yeah, I think that if you don't have a right, you don't have a power. If you don't have the right and the power to delegate that right or that power to someone else, I just don't know what I think about the idea of delegating that power to, you know, the school. I know that was part of the requirement to the school I went to, and it wasn't that big of a deal. But at the same time, I guess it just bothers me. This guy here with this, one of those school jackets on with a crest and, you know, his blue blazer with a crest on it, you know, and just I can just imagine that stick that I think Hoffman, Principal Hoffman had. It was a you know, dried out piece of driftwood that I'm sure would have whipped through the air real nice.
It's sick. When I think about that, I think those people are sadistic. I think there's something wrong with them. The idea that they enjoy inflicting pain on young people, and I know they're going to say they don't enjoy it, it's just part of discipline, blah, 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 but I think there's a certain type of individual that's attracted to a role like that. Somebody that likes the idea of dishing it out to bad kids, that they get into it or get off on it, one or the other. And I find that kind of icky and disturbing.
Yeah, I don't know. From a libertarian standpoint, which is likely where you're drawing this from, your moral code is that, I would think that you would be in support of using spanking in retaliation to somebody who had used violence against somebody else. So if Johnny hits Susie, then Johnny should be able to, you know, face some kind of...
eye for an eye makes the whole world blind, Mark. I think that if we have the eye for the eye policy, that you're just going to encourage the cycle of violence. I think somebody at some point has to stop that cycle and come up with alternate ways to deal with those situations.
What would you suggest in that circumstance?
If little Johnny hits somebody?
Well, if Johnny, likely, what you're going to have to deal with are siblings. Siblings are constantly scrapping. And what if you have one sibling that, just hits the other sibling?
You know, that's a great question. I think that what you could do in that particular case, and again, I'm not a parent. I would love to have a parent actually answer this question, somebody who's had to deal with this. There are usually privileges that children enjoy. Many of them like to play video games or baseball or whatever it is that their thing is. Mm-hmm. Kids have a thing.
Yep.
It's playing with their little toys, the Transformers or the My Little Ponies or whatever it might be. Whoever the aggressor is in that particular case, the parents can learn what it is that he doesn't want taken away and take those things away from him. Look, if you hit your sister, then this is what's going to happen to you. And if you continue to hit your sister, then we're going to take it to the next level, whatever that might be. But I don't think it should ever be hitting your child. I don't think that solves any problems. And we've had people that have called in to tell us how they handle their kids when they got out of control. And there are creative ways to do this. Taking away privileges, not letting them eat dessert, sit in the corner, go into your room, you can't use your video game system. There are a variety of things that one can do that don't involve raising a hand or a paddle or a switch or something like that to your child. It's been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can share your solutions with us tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night at Free Talk Live.
It's no secrets on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.